Hello.
Add it. Travis here.
Password, please.
9705.
Thank you. Okay. I've still got a black screen.
I believe by now that the recovery process would be completed, and you should be getting the screen back soon. And in the meanwhile, as we were discussing about a proper time to call you back, so that was, you said you have table tennis to play, and that is mandatory, so I will not disturb you during that time. But if there is an emergency, you might have to, but I'll try to be very careful with that, that there should not be any troubles during that time. Because you love to play, and being a sports fan, I can tell you that I can truly feel you on that.
Yes, and next week I'm going on holidays to visit my grandchildren.
Where are you going to?
My great grandchildren. They're in Canberra. I come from Canberra.
You said me earlier.
Oh, right. And I'm going back there. I haven't been to see them for 3 years.
Are you in Melbourne right now?
New Great. No, I'm in Townsville, Queensland.
Queensland. I get it.
Yes. Up here in cowboy country.
it's a great place to be in. It has an informed paper.
Yes. And I haven't been there for 3 years. So a little bit. And I've got a new great grandbaby.
Oh my goodness. That would be an amazing experience to hold him in hands. My goodness.
Exactly.
You would love. And the first time you're becoming a spaceman, Ma?
Oh, God, no. That's the second one, and that's the third one, and I've got another one coming in April.
You're a lady full of life.
Yeah, and they're all boys. And I've got three granddaughters, so they've all produced boys. But, I'm really, a special occasion is it's my son's 50th birthday.
Okay.
So I'm going down to...
A great occasion.
Exactly. I never ever thought he'd get there because he was such a daredevil when he was younger, and I thought he'd never make it to 20, let alone 50.
He totally resembles you, I believe, because you are a daredevil as well, conceiving at an early age of 23. My goodness.
He's my youngest. I've got a daughter who is born in 69, baby. That was a good year. He's my baby, this one. But he's the one that's got all the grandkids and the great grandkids and whatever. My daughter's only. I've got a grandson, but I don't think he'll ever get married or have babies. Or whatever.
Well, you have been truly amazing your entire life. And just like the way you are amazing right now, I'm sure you would definitely have been an amazing mother. And these are the things which actually boils my blood. And I want to tell these hackers when I catch them that, dear, you'd made the biggest mistake of your life and you've got to infect Annette. That is
karma will get them.
Even if karma don't, I will for sure.
You will? Okay. I'll hold you to that.
Hold you to that. Thank you for your cooperation and the trust you place in me. I'll not let you down. Now, first of all, dear, just look at your screen and tell me, is the screen back on or is it still blank?
No, I've got the Westpac screen there.
Good. Now, carefully log out of it. Before logging out, check all of the balances, all they are okay. Good.
What they said, So now, how do I log out on this one? This doesn't have a...
You should see a sign out option on the top right corner of the page.
Sign out or log out. Sign out. Okay. Not looking, see, I'm being lazy now. You need to do everything for me.
I would, if I can, I would do everything for you. So whatever is in my power, I would definitely do it. And I'll make sure that you do not have to move much or get stressed much about anything whatsoever. So right now, dear lady, we are very close into this mission. And unfortunately or fortunately, I do not know, but this process has been delayed because the transaction got declined twice from both of the banks. But it did happen.
Really?
Yeah, the first one, the Suncorp.
Oh, the first one, yeah, yep. Right. Okay. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
So right now, it will take a while.
Someone's ringing me. Hey, someone's ringing me, and it's not a number I know.
In that case, you ignore it for now. If there would be anybody in your interest, they would ring you back. But
Hey, I don't answer phone numbers I don't recognize because I'll wait and see if there was a message. I bet you there's no message.
But make sure you receive my phone number, my phone calls, so that you do not confuse
yourself. Oh, look, I can see this is a different. This is a complete different number.
That's true.
From Brisbane.
If you can recognize it, well and good. If not, you have any doubts, first pick up the call and then ask for the security code. If I give you the right one, go ahead, or else simply hang up. Now, first things first, dear, there are a set of guidelines which I've given you already, and I would just recapitulate for you. First of all, do not get into any new website for now.
No. I will never be on the internet again.
You can. After the threat is gone, you can always get to the internet safely.
How will you know if the threat is gone?
Well,
are you
going to
tell me when it's all over?
Oh, absolutely. I'm the person who is investigating here. So I will be catching them, and I will be laying the perfect bait for them so that they can be trapped, just like they trapped you. So dear,
but doesn't it take a long time?
It will take a while. It will take a while. I'll not lie to you. I'll not give you any false hopes.
No,
but it will take a while.
You'll tell me when. Okay.
It can take at least 3 to 4 days, or perhaps 3 to 4 working days, not the holidays.
Oh, that's all right.
Mm-hmm. So let's
be on a plane to Canberra.
Yeah, I'll make sure that it gets done before you leave to your family.
So.
When are you leaving? Is it Wednesday?
Wednesday afternoon.
What limited time.
Yeah.
And I'll do everything in my power to make it possible and catch all of these hackers. But for now, sweet lady, you please go ahead, take a little bit of rest, and whatever I discuss to you, keep everything embedded in your head, right?
Okay.
Do not mismatch anything. Do not give anything or any kind of hints to anybody right now. The entire network is highly volatile, and if by any chance you get a phone call from Westpac or Suncorp, just deal them as if nothing happened, just the way you did.
Yeah, all right.
And apart from it, dear, what time are you going to have your dinner? Can you please let me know?
My dinner? Tonight? I don't know. I normally have it about 7.
About 7. Well.
Today it might be earlier because I really haven't had lunch, so I could be starving, but I might have a liquid lunch, a liquid dinner.
Right. Whatever you have, just have something healthy, which will keep your body and mind boosted.
Okay.
Dear lady, you can expect me to call you and give you the confirmation of this payment, whether it has been received, and I'm assuming it would take at least 2 to 3 hours. So I might call you back at 7:30 or later, but not later than 9 o'clock. Because I know that is
that's
the best.
All right. I'm up till 12 o'clock.
Ah, really?
I never go to bed before 12 o'clock. No.
My goodness, you are a night owl. Wow.
Yes, I am.
I've been a night owl for the most of my life, but now things have changed, and I got to get to work, and that's the reason I have to wake up early. And being an early bird, I'm seeing a lot of benefits, but still, sleeping late.
It never actually worried me getting up to go to work, but now I find, I must admit, and this must be an old age thing, now I find sometimes I fall asleep while I'm watching TV at night.
Uh-huh.
And then I wake up and watch more TV, and then...
You are truly amazing. Dear lady, I am glad you're still laughing the way you did in the initial stage of this conversation. And I'm glad as well to let you know and tell you that, dear, we have been quite far into this investigation, And there are very high chances that we will get hold of all of these hackers red-handed and very soon enough.
I hope so. I hope so.
Trust me.
I hope they don't do this to anyone else. Any other person. Yeah, it's horrible. Yeah, it gives you a worry when you think your money's gone. You know, that's what last means. Oh, God, I've got to live to at least 92.
My goodness.
Got 20 more years.
You will definitely live more than that. You will get your century. That's what I
pray. Oh, I don't know if I want to live that long.
You won't be liable to anybody. You will be physically fine. I've seen people there. I've seen people in their hundreds and they are still fit. They can walk, they can talk, they can do whatever they want. Apart from...
That'll be good.
Yeah.
Yes. No, that'll be good. I might hear from you later on tonight.
That's correct.
Yes?
Around about 7 to 7:30 after you have your dinner. You better do one thing. After you get your dinner done, just drop me an email. That would be perfect.
Just drop you an email?
Yep, you have my address.
How can I drop you an email?
Like, just send me an email, I meant.
You've given me your email address. Now, did I put that? I've got that in somewhere. Just wait a minute. What have I done with it? Where is it?
It has all of my details.
I know it's your name, and then it's got... And I can't even find it. I've written it here. God, I've got that many pages of stuff. Oh, there it is, up there.
It's supposed to be there. I knew it.
Yes.
You are
gmail.com. So I will text you and say, I'm ready.
You will just text me. well, you can do that. Or else you can simply say, my dinner is done. You can ring me up.
Okay.
You just enlightened my day, you know. You just brightened up my entire day.
That's good. I'm glad you do it.
It's evening, and I feel real, real contempt. And you know what? Even if we had such long conversation, I'm still not feeling tired. I don't think I will be feeling tired speaking to you at all, ever.
I've energized you.
You have actually done that. But dear lady,
I will talk to you later tonight.
For sure. Please take good care of yourself. Some rest. Right, rest your beautiful mind and your body and make sure that whatever I gave you the guidelines, follow that particularly.
Yes.
And if there would be any emergency, any update, feel free to drop me text. Or else, if there is an emergency here, I would call you up. So keep your mobile phone around you. That's all.
Always with me. Always.
Right, dear lady. And apart from that, every time I call you, you know what to do.
Yes, I do. Yes. No worries.
I trust
you. Thank you, Travis.
My pleasure, dear lady.
Okay.
Now we'll speak to you soon. Good evening.
Okay.
Cheers.
Bye-bye. Bye.